When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money at Menards. Add comfort to your life with Menards' great selection of Serta mattresses. Find the perfect mattress that fits your size and firmness needs. Hurry in today and pick up a Serta gel memory foam mattress in a box on sale now through May 27. Take control of your comfort with Serta mattresses at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hi there. This is K-Town, and you're listening to Mysterious Radio. And now, for this UFO news segment with Heidi Hollis.
Launching off with our curious clips, the Eglin UAP sighting was commercial light. A pilot spotted the UAP during a training exercise off the Florida coast. Aero investigated it. Need I say anything more? Okay, now here, this story comes to us from NewsNationNow.com. And the story begins with, the Pentagon said it has resolved the case of a UAP reported near Eglin Air Force Base off the coast of Florida, finding it was a lighter than air objects such as a commercial light balloon. The report from the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office said there was, quote, moderate confidence in the conclusion in the report, which was made due to the object's potential hazard to flights and the fact that it was in a sensitive area. Well, that makes sense that they would hop on that, right? A previous Pentagon report indicated most UAP sightings can be attributed to known objects that are just simply misidentified, though some have questioned the validity of the findings. So, the Eglin UAP sighting, a pilot reported the UAP on January 26, 2023, observing four objects flying between 16,000 and 18,000 feet using the onboard radar system. The pilot reported the objects appeared to be flying in formation, but they only observed one of the objects visually. The pilot captured two images of the single object using the aircraft's electro-optical and infrared sensor. The plane's recording equipment was inoperable, so there was no video of the object captured. Of course, right? Okay, so the story continues. The pilot described the UAP as gray with a paneled surface and orange-red coloring in the center. In discussions with Aero, the pilot said the object was about 12 feet in diameter and was either stationary or moving very slowly. Ooh, that'll stand out. The pilot also said the UAP had a rounded bottom and a rounded cone shape on the top half, similar to the Apollo spacecraft. And the pilot saw a heat signature around the bottom portion. What? How did this get dismissed? I'm sorry. The pilot came within 4,000 feet of the object when the radar on the plane malfunctioned and did not work for the rest of the training exercise. Nothing to look at here, right? After the exercise, it was determined a circuit breaker had tripped. Arrow found there was no connection between the object and the incident with the circuit breaker. Bermuda Triangle. I'm sorry, something's in my throat. Okay, sure. That never happens. See a UFO and electronics go haywire or suddenly don't work. Okay. Arrow reported that after an investigation, it was determined the UAP was an ordinary object that did not show any anomalous flight behavior and was most likely a lighter-than-air object. Lighter-than-air objects include meteorological balloons, Mylar balloons, and commercial lighting balloons. Arrow reported the object was most likely a commercial lighting balloon based on reconstruction of the flight geometry and the angle of the sun. The UAP's slow pace and direction were consistent with an object being held up and moved by the wind, according to wind direction and speed at the time it was seen. The heat signature was a visual misperception. Or motion-induced image blurring, Arrow said. Commercial light balloons are used for special events, construction sites, and movie sets. Arrow tested balloons and found they could replicate some of the pilot's account. So everybody just rest at ease. They're on top of it. They covered that one. Okay. All right, continuing to the UFO hotspot. One of my favorites. We're going to check out the sighting that occurred April 25th, 2024. The duration was 15 seconds. And oh my, this name is something else. Shinetti? Okay. New York. It's in New York. This was seen while driving on exit 25 on the bridge over 90. The color was white and dark. Estimated size. Okay, I didn't see this one coming. Estimated size. Turkey vulture size. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have never heard that comparison to an unknown craft before, ever in my entire life. Hold on, it gets better. Estimated speed. This is a joke. Turkey vulture speed. It was stationary and moving. Why this comparison with this? Okay, all right. We're going to continue. I did not see that coming. That's funny. Okay, all right. Continuing. Flat, square, white on one side and dark metallic gray on the other. Tumbling and flapping through the air near a turkey vulture. Similar size. Everybody stop laughing. I was driving home from work on I-90, exit 25. See, it's a serious one. On the bridge, going over 90. I looked up ahead and saw a turkey vulture and a flat, square object with white on one side and dark metallic gray on the other flying next to it. The square object was flapping and tumbling through the air, almost trying to imitate the turkey vulture. Wow. Oh, this got real, didn't it? That's interesting. Okay, I like to be as surprised as you are listening to this stuff because I didn't read this ahead of time. Wow. But it was very obviously a flat square and not a bird. There was no wind and it was very high up. The object never changed dimensions, but was flexible and mobile. It was appearing to stay afloat without wings or wind. It almost looked like a large piece of square paper, and it was flexible in the same way. Maybe it was a piece of paper caught in the wind. I'm just saying. I could be wrong. I'm just, you know, tossing that out there. I wanted to observe longer, but it was rush hour. Lots of traffic. Unable to pull off to the side. I could not see it in my rearview mirror, but the direction I was driving also changed. I'm sure other drivers must have noticed it as well, but I can't confirm anyone in particular other than myself. I'm a physician assistant, for background, and of... I hear this a lot. And I'm of sound mind. A lot of people like to establish that for obvious reasons. I was unable to get a picture or a video as I was driving. The pictures I have attached are me trying to recreate what I saw. The post-it note has lines on one side and blank on the other, like the object was white on one side with dark gray metallic color on the other. And at times, could just see one side of it versus when bent and flapping form. And I have to say, this, looking at the image here, the image that was included with this is telling. It is telling. It does help to paint a picture. And so what they've done is they took a post-it note and they just kind of like folding space and time one into the other. All right. So I want to say that name. Shenandoah. I don't know. That's in New York. Okay. So this next one comes to us. Captain Cook, Hawaii. That's easy. April 25th, 2024. That's when this occurred. And location over large ocean vessels in the, oh boy, it's a hard name, Alanuihaha Channel. Vessels appeared to be military. Shape, cylinder. Color, metallic silver. Estimated size, unknown. Large UFO. Orbs, much smaller. Okay. This was seen from land. Direct line of sight. My home is 150 feet elevation from sea level. That's where they're seeing it from. And the closest distance, 1.5 to 2 miles. Estimated speed, large craft hovered, small orbs extremely fast. Explanation. National UFO Reporting Center sometimes likes to put what something potentially is. So their explanation is possibly a blimp. It should be easy to see where the blimp was, right? Characteristics, aura or haze around the object. Aircraft was nearby. Okay. Person starts off describing maybe military vessels with a military helicopter overhead. I saw out on the horizon what looked at first like a large island. Then I saw a military helicopter circling above. As I focused in, I noticed it was vessels, possibly military. I started taking pictures and captured a large UFO high above the ships when lowered and hovered above the vessels. Two orb-like UFOs appeared out of the ocean. Oh. Is that a blimp too? They came out of the ocean and I caught a picture of those. I actually was trying to photograph what looked like a floating island and caught sight of the UFOs by accident. Wow. What got my attention in the beginning was the military helicopter, probably from, Pahukokuloa military installation on Mauna Kea. Wow. So, explanation being a potential blimp, but those orbs weren't considered, were they? Huh. That's a fascinating one. They came out of the ocean, guys. Out of the ocean. I dig it. All right, so this next one. Oh, this is an easy one. So, this occurred April 25th, 2024. Easy as far as words. duration currently ongoing. And the location? Sweetwater, Tennessee. And farmland is right next to city. All right, the shape is light color, bright white. Estimated size? No idea. Direction from viewer, north to northeast. And closest distance, a couple of miles. Estimated speed? I'm not sure. It was fast. All right, this is what the witness says. Lights that fade in and out, moving really fast. I work on a farm, and a couple years ago, while at work, I saw a light that just kept getting real bright and then moved really fast across the sky and faded out. Sometimes there will be three or four lights at the same time. This is still happening to this day. It will happen in the same area over about a 2 month period and then stop for about a month, and then they will just start showing up again. But at different spots, it show up there every night for about 2 months, and it just keeps going back and forth between the two spots. I know for a fact that these are not airplanes or helicopters, because I could watch planes fly by while these are showing up, and they are just way too different. There is no noise. Some of the moves these lights make, it's just incredible. I could show anyone these lights. I don't have a good camera to capture them with. I've filmed them on my phone before, but it just looks like a light in the sky. The phone camera doesn't do it any justice. Anyways, that's my report. I wish I could just figure out what I'm seeing. There have been other sightings in the area, one by my brother. And if you have any questions, please reach out. Thanks. That's interesting. Well, you know, I gotta say, you guys, if you personally have seen something strange in the sky or had an alien encounter and you want to share it here on the air, or if you want to send us an email about it and I'll read it here on the show, send it on over to us at mysteriousradio.com and I will talk about it right here. That's it for the UFO report today. I'm Heidi Hollis, reminding you to always keep your eyes on the sky and your mind open. We'll see you next time.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on your kitchen project at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free design estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.